Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and we're going to get to Dennis Prager and why he's a jerk, and what's going on in Colorado Springs, a $3 million pro-homosexual campaign down there, and with Norman, the dog that moos, you may have heard about it, and also an update on the St. John's Episcopal Church lawsuit with Ken Scott. So we've talked about some of these things more tonight. But first, this program note. Some weeks ago, I debated, well, probably the nation's number one spokesman on a national sales tax, Neil Bortz. He's a talk show host. He's a libertarian, which is best described as an immoral conservative libertarian. And so anyway, we had the debate, and I argued against the national sales tax. And the debate went, well, extremely well. And at the end, I asked Neil, I said, Neil, how do you think you did in the debate? And what exactly he answered, something, oh, I always do well. Well, Neil, if you did well, would you agree to link this show from your website, link to this show for 1 week only? Let your audience hear the debate we just had on sales tax. And he said, sure, no problem. Just call Belinda, Belinda Skelton, like Red Skelton. Just call Belinda, and we'll link to it. Well, we called Belinda about 40 times. And Belinda said she talked to Neil, and then they never linked to the show. And Neil Bortz, he has a big audience. So it would be valuable for people in his audience to hear how bad of an idea a national sales tax is and how poorly this, you know, this author and this expert on that topic did in trying to defend it against a Christian conservative. So at any rate, today we find out through a third party that Belinda Skelton said Neil Bortz is not going to link to that debate because he wasn't impressed with the talk show host. So it's not exactly Neil being impressed that we care about. We don't care what he thought of the debate, but he gave his word on the air, on a 50,000-watt radio signal. He gave his word. It's still online at KGov, KGOV.com. In fact, it's the very first show listed on our webpage under Highlight Shows. And so what we expect is, even though Neil is a libertarian, which means he's immoral, and remember, do not lie, that's a moral issue. Even though he's immoral and promotes immorality, it tolerates, justifies, legitimizes immorality, we'd still like him to keep his word. So we'll follow up. We'll continue to attempt to harass them, and we'll keep you informed. Okay, now, Dennis Prager, Colorado Springs pro-homosexual campaign, and St. John's Episcopal Church suing Ken Scott and Cliff Powell. To start with, we have in studio Joe Scott. Joe, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Hi, Bob.
Joe, you came in angry at Dennis Prager, said Dennis Prager is a jerk.
Yeah.
So, now, come on, he's a conservative.
Yeah, well, yeah, in your dreams.
Okay, so Dennis Prager, he got you annoyed. Tell me why.
Well, a cab driver from Denver called his show and said that he didn't want to take people who wanted him to drive him to Planned Parenthood for an abortion in his cab.
Wait a minute. A Denver cab driver called Dennis Prager's national show?
Yes.
And said he didn't want to drive women to Planned Parenthood, the abortion clinic?
Right.
That cab driver, he must have run across you sometime in the recent past.
Yeah, because when the cab drivers come out, I tell them they shouldn't be taking anybody there. But also, if they, you know, they're going to argue that they have a job and all that.
Right.
Which isn't right, but at least they could park outside so I can talk to the
park
girls.
Park out on the street.
Instead of going into the parking lot.
Right. So you get a chance to talk to the girls. And
a better chance to save the life of their child and
right.
them.
So this taxi cab driver calls
right.
in and says, I'm never going to drive a fare to a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic ever again.
And guess what Dennis said?
Well, wait, before that, that's fabulous because taxi cab drivers just don't come up with this out of the clear blue.
No.
This is probably one of the taxi cab drivers you've railed at.
So right.
Don't drive a woman here to kill her baby.
Right. All of
praise,
them.
Praise
all
the Lord.
Them.
Now, Dennis Prager's pro-life.
So he says.
So he should be thrilled. He should celebrate.
Right.
The taxi cab driver.
He should have, but he didn't.
He didn't.
He told him that he should be fired.
What a jerk.
Yeah, what a jerk.
What a Salem Radio Network jerk.
Here, would he have said to a taxi cab driver that was driving Jews to Auschwitz,
right.
Oh, you should be fired?
Right.
Never.
Yeah, what a great point. You know, Dennis Prager, there's so many Christians who think he's, you know, they think he's got wisdom.
Right.
And, you know, Dennis, one of the stories that I tell that show us what he's like is when Nickelodeon did a special program on homosexuals for kids, and it was hosted by Ellerby, Linda Ellerby.
Mm.
He said it was coming up. He said he was going to watch it. Well, we watched it here at the Enyard household. And he came on the radio the next day and said, well, I'll tell you this, at least it was a balanced presentation. So I was glad I was the first caller into his national show.
Oh, wow.
And I said, Dennis, you just let us know quite a bit about where you're coming from. Because you said it was a balanced presentation. The first thing they said was that there are people who are racist. There are people who hate Jews, hate blacks for no reason, and there are people who are against homosexuals. So I said right off the bat, they put the Christian conservative who believes homosexuality is immoral and destructive, they put us in with the KKK and the Nazis, a racist, people who hate.
What did Dennis say?
He said, well, I guess that's a good point. And so I said, Dennis, how could a fair presentation be valid? I know that you clearly show how evil Islamic terrorism is. What if a network gave a fair presentation of Al-Qaeda versus the Allies? How about that? Would that be valid to be morally neutral, to give a fair presentation about the Nazis or the KKK or the skinheads? And he said, oh, no, of course not. So why would you compliment Nickelodeon for doing a fair presentation on homosexuality when it wasn't fair or balanced at all? It made us into racists.
Did he have an answer?
Not much of an answer.
No.
And so anyway, that is an example. On homosexuality, he's weak. On abortion, he's weak.
He's weak. And I called into his show one day when he was talking about abortion. He wanted to know why the media didn't want pictures of live babies in the womb on the TV screen.
Yeah.
They wouldn't put baby Samuel. Remember the baby that was operated on?
Yeah, and he reached
utero?
Up out of the womb and grabbed onto the finger of the doctor.
Right.
It was a little unborn baby. It's such an encouraging photo. You could find that on the internet.
Yeah, you can. But I called in and I said, because the media doesn't want that baby in utero humanized. Mm. It's a blob of tissue. Mm-hmm. He said, you are one of the most intelligent callers that I've ever called in, blah, blah, blah. But then I called abortion murder. And he absolutely had a fit.
Wait, the most intelligent caller just committed a horrendous grievance, according to Dennis Prager, to call killing an unborn child murder. Oh, I'm not going to tolerate that.
No, he absolutely did not agree with me. You cannot call abortion murder, according to Dennis Prager.
Because it's legal.
Because he said there'd be so many people in his religion that would have to go to hell, because if you murder someone, it's a capital offense.
So if all the Germans who had to go to hell because they were killing Jews, if enough Germans got involved in killing the Jews, then it would no longer be murder? Because think of all the people who would have to go to hell in order to call it murder?
Well, I think he was thinking his people, not so much Germans, but it didn't make any sense. So I wrote him a long letter explaining that when he takes away the rights that we have to life from the unborn child, it diminishes the child.
Mm-hmm.
And he's becoming part of the problem rather than the solution. He never answered me.
If it's not murder, if you're not killing an unborn child, then big deal.
Right.
Why humanize it? Why is there any value in that?
Right.
If it's not a living human being, so kill it.
But he never answered. So no. Anyway, I was so upset. He won't call it murder, and then he's telling my taxi drivers that they should be fired because they're not doing their job.
Right. So anyway, that's what we have to put up with, and it's ubiquitous, meaning it's everywhere, among supposed conservative talk show hosts, leaders, politicians. There's no longer a foundation of right and wrong. Do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not commit perjury. That's the foundation of a criminal justice system, and they compromise on do not murder. And if you're willing to compromise on do not murder, where will you not compromise?
Nowhere.
And, yeah, basically on the moral issues. Now, we know from the conservative pro-life Christian leaders in America, the one place they won't compromise is on Republican Party politics. But they will compromise on do not murder. In fact, that's become part of their stock and trade.
Yeah, it has.
That's the big strategy. Okay, so now that's Dennis Prager.
Yes.
That's why we're mad at Dennis Prager today. Okay, now let's go to Colorado Springs, where the homosexuals, they're willing to spend $3 million, because that's the headquarters city of Focus on the Family and many other Christian ministries. And so they are spending a fortune doing what they can to advertise, to encourage people to vote yes on Initiative I, to give homosexuals civil unions, basically. The rights of marriage without calling it marriage.
Yeah, it's exactly the rights of marriage. Even the rights to adoption, Bob, did you know that? It'll give them the right to adopt children, but they're not publicizing that. That's just kind of going below the radar. All they want to do is get into an ambulance with someone if their loved one is dying or something. That's all you ever hear.
And what it is further acceptance and promotion of homosexuality, which is destructive. Millions of people have died tortured deaths just in the last 30 years because our cultures around the world have begun to tolerate and legitimize homosexuality.
Right.
So those tortured deaths are at the feet of those who defend homosexuality. That's blood on your hands. If you defend homosexuality, the millions who are dying tortured deaths as a result of that dangerous, destructive lifestyle, it's partly your fault. Okay, so anyway, the homosexuals are spending all this money in the Springs with this ad campaign.
Right, it's a little dog that moos, a cute, cuddly little beagle that moos instead of barks, and everybody throws him out of the litter, throws him onto the mean streets of Colorado Springs.
So everybody around this puppy is mean to him because
he's different.
He's different. He doesn't bark, he moos.
Right.
That reminds me of Victor Salvo, hired by Disney to direct a movie. And Victor Salvo was a convicted child molester, homosexual, videotaped himself sodomizing a young boy, was convicted. The videotape was shown in court. He's convicted. Then Disney hires him to make a movie about someone who's different, and just because they're different doesn't mean they're bad. He made the movie Powder.
I remember.
I never saw the movie, but the character is all white, Powder. And after there's a scene in the boys' locker room in a high school, and immediately after that scene, Powder gets beat up. So this homosexual pedophile made a movie basically saying, just because you're different doesn't mean you're bad. And that's true, unless the difference is sexual perversion.
Right.
And then it's very bad, and homosexuality is perverse. So they have the cute little dog, and they say the dog moos, and so people are mean to the dog.
Right. So Ken and I decided to take on their $3 million ad campaign with our $3 budget.
you got a lot of money rolling in all the time.
Right. Tons.
So
we did.
So and what are you doing?
It's in full swing in Colorado Springs. We put up a website.
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you the website?
Yeah, I got it right here in front of me. It's called Norman's, that's the name of the dog.
Yeah.
Normansnuts.com.
Yeah.
Norman is crazy. This is a really cute, well-done website. Normans, N-O-R-M-A-N-S, Nuts, N-U-T-S.com. Right. All right. And so, how are people finding out about the website?
Well, we have a friend named Ron Brock that's here from California, South Dakota. He's been a friend for years and years, decades now, just a really loyal friend. He came for Ken's trial with St. John's. I'll explain that later. But when that was over, we decked out his truck. It's an RV. In signs about Norman. We have our own little
big
dog.
Big signs, like 8 feet high.
Yeah. It's 77 inches high, actually. We have our own dog named Straight Dog, and he's proclaiming that dogs don't moo, Norman's a lie, and no one's born gay on the side of the truck with the big banners on the bumper stickers that say normansnuts.com.
Right. And so people, that truck, you can't help but notice that truck. It's rather, it's quite an eyeful.
And it's got an American flag on the top and a Christian flag. So when you see it coming at you, these flags are waving.
Yeah, right,
it's
right.
An RV that's just totally decked out in this message that homosexuality is wrong.
Right. So then we have on the truck, you guys have this website, normansnuts.com. People go to the website and they see that people are not born homosexual. And in fact, you have some very fascinating information up there by Dr. Judith Reisman.
Yeah.
And you have information from Dr. Paul Cameron?
Yeah, there is one thing by Dr. Paul Cameron on the site. But the goal for this website was to dispel any illusions of cute when you're thinking of homosexual.
Yeah.
And I think it accomplished that.
Yeah, because it shows, for one, the scientific argument that people are not born homosexual, and then two, how destructive homosexual behavior is to a human being.
Right, health-wise and emotionally, anyway.
Yeah, utterly destructive.
Right.
And, of course, homosexuals will say, oh, well, the reason is because the culture condemns us. That's why we have a murder rate that's 80 times higher than heterosexuals and a suicide rate that's 20 times higher, and drug and alcohol abuse and domestic violence, like among lesbians. And,
right.
And they'll say it's because of the culture condemning us.
Right.
That's why we do these things. Well, have they ever heard of network TV?
Yeah.
I mean, network TV condemns Christians.
Right.
Conservative Christians. They're going to have Madonna on NBC mocking Jesus Christ as though she's being crucified on a cross while she's singing one of her songs.
Well, we're not running out stabbing people to death and causing riots, but you would think we were if you listened to them.
Yeah, right, right. Whereas Islam does that around the world,
right?
Sadly. And Christians, you know, it could be mostly because we're just used to it, but Christians get mocked by our culture, ridiculed. If there's a priest or a pastor in a Hollywood movie, he's the wacko, child molester, Satanist, or whoever.
Right. If you've never been mocked for being a Christian, go for a ride with Ron.
With Ron Brock. Yeah. Right. So anyway, so this website, normansnuts.com, is telling the rest of the story, or the true story that people are not getting from this Norman campaign down in the Springs.
Right. Nobody really up here knows who Norman is, because those commercials are running one right after another constantly all day long in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And they even have little Norman flags on some yards. Mm. So we're getting a lot of attention. One man wrote an email to me and said, thank you so much for your website. I'm emailing this to the management of the transit system down here because I am sick and tired of that dog that moves. And they need to read this. So
that's pretty good. And people could email Joe Scott right at this website, normansnuts.com. And the argument that homosexuals are born that way, you know, people could argue Charles Manson, he was born that way. No, he's not born that way.
Right.
He's decided to be a murderer. People are drug addicts. They're child molesters. They have sex with animals. What, you're born that way? No, you have temptation in your environment, and because of your sin, you give into it, and you end up becoming obsessed and addicted to some filthy or perverse behavior. That doesn't mean you're born that way.
Absolutely.
And people say, why would anyone choose this? Like, I think Peter Boyles would say that on KHOW. Why would anyone choose this?
Yeah.
Come on, Pete. Why would anyone choose any of the billion sick, wacko, destructive things they do? People do destructive things to themselves all the time.
Absolutely. He'll say, when did you choose to be gay? That's his big
when
question.
Did you choose
no, when
to
did
be
you to be straight?
Straight. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the first time I became aware of homosexual behavior, I think it caused me to just about throw up.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that because God gave us this gag reflex so that it keeps you healthy.
Uh-huh.
Like if there's a putrid animal rotting in the gutter and somebody says to a kid, why don't you eat that? The kid will go, ugh. You know, a gag
right.
reflex, which God gave us to help us to stay healthy and not destroy ourselves. So the same thing. People see in a restaurant, two guys after lunch, if they go to kiss or something, like half of the patrons will about lose their lunch.
Right.
It's gross. And so they have a very hard time. They want to put that in everybody's face, but it's very hard. It's hard for them to do it, but they've been pushing it, and they're getting, you know, they're having some success.
Oh, yeah.
Desensitizing the culture. But it's gross.
Very.
Yeah.
Very gross.
Okay. So anyway, that's normansnuts.com.
Yeah.
So Gil.
Tim Gil.
Tim Gil, the owner of Quark Software.
Yeah, he put in like $900,000 towards this.
All right. So Tim Gil and their millions versus your $3.
Our $3, exactly.
Okay,
the website's free.
All right. That's pretty good. Okay. Norman is nuts. Straight from the dog's mouth. normansnuts.com. Okay, now St. John's Episcopal Church in Denver won this permanent injunction against your husband, Ken Scott,
yes.
and Cliff Powell,
mm-hmm.
because every Easter and every Palm Sunday, they go there and protest.
Right.
And, you know, when I think about it, I really think you're probably the culprit behind all this. You've been going there for years.
I've been going with Ken. Ken was going there when I met him.
All right.
So
it's Ken's fault.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and you guys go because this is not a Christian church. They promote killing unborn children. They promote homosexuality.
Right.
They've got an ad just this past week promoting homosexuality, that their church does that. And don't they have a church official who's involved with Planned Parenthood?
Yeah. They have Nina Churchman, who's was ordained at St. John's Episcopal, and she was on the board of Planned Parenthood. I'm not sure of her current standing.
So Nina Churchman.
Right.
So Nina Churchman is
uh-huh.
ordained.
Yes.
And she's on the board of the child-killing Planned Parenthood.
Right.
So those are good reasons to protest the church.
Real good reasons to protest the church, especially on those days, because they're recruiting new people. People come to Denver, and they're on vacation at Easter time, and they see this beautiful cathedral. They think it's Christian, and they walk in, and
yeah.
they don't know what they're
yeah.
dealing with.
And I met some months ago, I went to 20th and Vine, Planned Parenthood, where we encourage people to come on out, meet Ken and Joe Scott, other people from Denver Bible Church, from other churches. They kill kids Saturday mornings, in fact, Tuesday through Saturday mornings. You go out for an hour and get to meet the Christians there. Maybe you'll be able to help save a mom and her baby. So anyway, I went down there, and I met this guy, and I'm asking him about his life. And he said, oh, yeah, I became a Christian a couple years ago and pro-lifer, and now I'm here. I come out once in a while. And he said, I got saved at St. John's Episcopal Church.
Yeah, we led him to the Lord there.
Yeah. I said, what? At that church? They don't even preach the gospel. He said, oh, no, Ken and Joe Scott, they were protesting, and that was my church. I was going to church, and they led me to the Lord. I became a Christian.
Right.
That's probably the only time anybody's ever become a Christian at that church in 50 years.
Besides others that have been led to the Lord on the sidewalk, they just aren't protesting with us.
Yeah, during the protest.
Right.
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 So it went to court, and the judge ruled it was a week-long trial.
Right.
And I was there for a short part of it. I think I've described that on the air. I testified
right.
on behalf of Ken and Cliff. And the basic thing I said, I was asked, why would Christians protest a church, another church? And I said, well, just this very morning, I officiated a funeral
Right.
Of a baby who died one day before his scheduled birth. The family was grieving. It was sad to lose that baby. And in Colorado, it's legal to kill babies through all 9 months of the pregnancy. And St. John's Episcopal Church promotes the legalized killing of unborn children, and never once have they objected to kids being killed in even the third trimester, which just shows how egregious it is and how wicked they are.
Right.
So that's why you protest, because they support the murder of innocent children. Dennis Prager notwithstanding.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the most wicked things that we heard in the trial was one of the parishioners that's well-respected in the church. He called our signs pornography.
He called your signs pornography. Do you
right.
remember his name?
Berberich.
Berberich.
Mr. Berberich. He called our signs pornography. And then Ken asked him, well, what about those pictures of kids right before puberty that are in those books that they're selling at
In the national chains.
Yeah.
In some national bookstore chains, they sell teenage and preteen boys and girls all naked through the whole book, posed in some sexual positions.
He said it was art.
That
he
was
said,
art.
And Bob, he's the only, besides one other person in the trial, he's the only man that the judge found credible. He said, Ken's not credible because he's called by God and he doesn't understand his effect on his surroundings. The police weren't credible because they know Ken, they like him, and they've been desensitized
the
by him.
The judge says that he can't believe the police, their testimony, because
right.
they testified he's just doing a free speech protest.
Right, and he
on
didn't
a
do
public
anything
sidewalk.
Illegal.
He didn't do anything illegal.
Right.
And so the judge says, well, the police are too friendly with the protester. They don't know that he's disturbing the peace.
Right.
And that was
and then he said he couldn't believe the priest. He didn't go into why, but the priest lied. Every other thing they said was a lie. So he picks this man and another Mr. Thompson to believe.
The guy who said naked pictures of prepubescent boys and girls, that's not pornography.
Right.
But don't you show me one of those pictures of a child who's been murdered.
Well, I say if he's getting stimulated by mutilated children, he needed to go to jail that day if he calls that pornography.
Yeah. Pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, all in all, it's been a pretty standard couple weeks around here at Bob and Yurt Live in Denver Bible Church. Jill Scott, thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome anytime, Bob.
It's been great. Okay. So Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a wonderful Christian school. Check them out if you're interested in Christian education. And our website is KGOV.com.